Hey, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Beis. Today's shir is sponsored anonymously once again. This chus for Shalema for Daniel bin Yamin Akohen ben Rachel Leishlev for Shalema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We are holding on the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss. We're going to have two Mishnahs today. One that concludes the issue of Ben Sora and Mara, and the other one that begins the issue of Babi Machteres. And both of them are going to discuss the notion of Nidon Al Shem Sofa, that sometimes you kill a person for something that they have not yet done, but what we know that they ultimately will do. But our Mishnah is not only going to tell us that a Ben Sora and Mara is Nidon Al Shem Sofa, it's also going to list three different things that are good for Rishayim to have and bad for Tzadikim to have, and two things that are reversed, that are good for Tzadikim to have and bad for Rishayim to have. Then the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph is going to discuss Babi Machteres and how when the Babi Machteres is chayiv to pay for monetary damage that he does as he's tunneling into a house, and when he's not going to be chayiv to pay for monetary damage. The Gemara is going to discuss why one is allowed to kill a Babi Machteres if, after all, it seems that he's just coming to rob, he's not coming to kill. The Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether a Babi Machteres who takes something rather than breaks something, but takes something, has to give back what he has taken. And the Gemara is going to have two rayas and then conclude with a story in that machlokas. Then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to have a stira between two different brisos about who you can kill when you find them in the Machteres. Are there exceptions to that rule, and who are those exceptions? And Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to mention that there's no distinction between Shabbos and a weekday as far as relating to a Babi Machteres. Then the Gemara is going to discuss several details that we derive from Psukim about Babi Machteres, that anybody's allowed to kill him, that they can kill him with any method possible. The Gemara is going to have two possibilities of why the Torah gives the specific example of Machteres. What if he's not tunneling in? He's coming in some other way through a second story window. So why does the Dafka talk about Machteres? Then the Gemara is going to have a chiddush of Rav Huna that you can even kill a katan arodev, and the Gemara is going to bring three rayas on that issue. Two rayas against Rav Huna and one raya for Rav Huna. So let's begin. Ayin Aleph and Beis at the Mishnah. Ben Sora Mara Nidon Al Shem Sofa. Ben Sora Mara is punished for what he will ultimately do. Yom Zakai Val Yom Eschayiv. We'd rather him die while he's still innocent rather than wait until he becomes guilty and then have to kill him then. And the major kasha that all the Achronim deal with is till he becomes guilty of what? What has he done? Stealing more and having more, and as we're going to see in the Brisa, that the ultimately what we're concerned is going to do is going to be a murderer. So the Rishonim were all bothered. A Ben Sora Mara, we kill him now because one day he might be a murderer. Good, so a murderer gets Misa Sayef. That's the Misa of Rotzeach. And yet, what are we doing to Ben Sora Mara? We're giving him Skila, which is more Chamor than Misa Sayef. So the Ad Ramah suggests that no, not only is he going to be a murderer, which is explicit in the Gemara, we also assume he will also be Mechal Shabbos. And Mechal Shabbos is Misasa B'Skila. The Rosh and the Das Nikain and Bali Atosa say that Ben Sora Mara is Eino Shomea B'Kol Aviv B'Kol Imo. So that's considered as if he's Makla Aviv Imo, which is Chiv Skila. Aviv Imo Kilel, the Mavbo, that's a Chiv of Skila. So that's what the many Achronim get in on the action and try to figure out why it would could be Skila as opposed to Sayef if the only concern is that he's going to be a murderer. Some suggest, yeah, he'll be a murderer, but not once, many times over. So maybe the Misa gets upgraded because it's of the sheer quantity of the Averos that he's going to do. Okay, whatever, there are about 10 different suggestions to try to explain why it's Dafka Skila. But then the Mishnah points out, Shemisasan Shel Rishayim Hano Len V'Hano Liolam. What you see from here is that when a Rasha dies, it's good for the Rasha because he ends up not having to actually become chayiv, and it's good for the world because we don't have to suffer the consequences of his future actions. L'tzadikim ralen v'raliolam. When a tzaddik dies, it's bad for the tzaddik and it's bad for the world as well, because the tzaddik is not going to have an opportunity to do more mitzvos. Every moment that he's here, he has the opportunity to do more mitzvos, and the world is not going to have the opportunity to benefit from the good deeds of the tzaddik. A second thing that's good for Rishayim and bad for Tzadikim are Yayin, Vishena, wine and sleep. L'rishayim, anal len v'anal li'olam. We assume those go hand in hand. That when he drinks a lot, he's going to have to sleep off the wine. So that's good for him and good for the world, because he'll be relaxed and happy, and the world will be happy that he's not busy doing what he normally does. Well, tzaddikim, but if tzaddikim are out of commission, then ra lehen v'ra li'olam. That's bad for the tzaddikim. They're not able to do mitzvahs, and it's bad for the world. Pizur la rishaim hana len vana liolam. When there is scattering of rishaim, that is good for them and good for the world. Ul tzadikim ra lehen vana liolam. For tzadikim, that's bad for them and bad for the world. So Rashi and the Adrama, other rishonim explain that pizur la rishaim is good for them and good for the world, because when they're mefuzar, they're not able to come up with plans together of how they're going to help each other birish usam. Sometimes a group of rishaim are able to accomplish what a bunch of individual rishaim are not going to be able to accomplish. And what about for the tzaddikim? Why is pizul the tzaddikim so bad? So the Adrama explains, because if they're mefuzar, they're not able to help each other and to come up with plans to benefit society. Rabbi Yohanan suggests that because they're mefuzar, they're not able to be osik b'torah karatwi. That in order to be osik b'torah properly, you need to have a kultur, you need to have a chabura of people learning together, you need to have a chavrusa. It works best when there are other people with whom to learn. But if tzaddikim are just one over there and one over there, and they don't have the ability to connect with each other, so it's going to be not only in terms of Maisim Tovim, but in terms of Talmud Torah itself, it's going to be difficult. Kinus lo rishayim, ralen v'aliyolam. When rishayim get together, that's bad for them and bad for the world. The tzaddikim, hana lehen and hana aliyolam. And for the tzaddikim, it's good for them and good for the world. The Adrama explains that kinus lo rishayim is bad for the world, because when they're together, they're going to be mechazik each other to do horrible things. Whereas tzaddikim are going to be mechazik each other to do good things. Sheket lo rishayim, ralen v'aliyolam. When rishayim have an experience of tranquility, that is bad for them and bad for the world. It gives them time to think about what they can do. L'tzadikim, anal en v'anal li'olam. And for tzadikim, it's good for them and good for the world. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we have a braisa, pretty much emphasizes exactly what our Mishnah had said, with a few more details. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, v'chim imnei sha'achol zeh, tartimar basar, v'shasa, chatilug yayin ha'italki, why does this happen? Because this guy ate some meat and he drank some wine, so he's going to go and we're going to be mechayev him skila. For what? For stealing some meat and wine? Why is it that a ben soramara gets skila? The Torah already predicts the future of the ben soramara. Ultimately, he'll eat through all of his father's money. And he's still going to be addicted. He's going to look for that which he needs. He's an alcoholic. He's going to look for more alcohol. But he's not going to find it. He doesn't have any money anymore. So he's going to go out to the precious drachim and he's going to like a bandit would. He's going to mug people and he's going to do whatever it takes to get money from people, even if it means ultimately killing them. So let him die before he commits these future averos, rather than wait for him to actually commit them and kill him then. And Shaina Viyain Larishaim Analem Vanaliolam Tzadikim Ralem Ralialam and Shekala Rishaim Ralem Ralialam Tzadikim Analem Vanaliolam and Pizal Rishaim Analem Vanaliolam Tzadikim Ralem Ralialam. So the last part is just a restatement of the Mishnah in a slightly different order and leaving out kinus. It begs the question why the Mishnah had to mention kinus, meaning once we say that pizur is good for Rishayim and bad for Tzadikim, doesn't it follow that kinus, that when you gather them together, that it's good for Tzadikim and bad for Rishayim to be gathered together? Okay, so that's a question. I didn't see anyone who asks that question, but that's l'chora is a question on our Mishnah. But this is the notion of Nidon al Shem Sofo. Now, says the Mishnah, Haba b'machteres Nidon al Shem Sofo. Not only is a ben soru mara Nidon al Shem Sofo, someone who is Babi Machteres, and this is what the rest of the daf is about. Someone who comes tunneling into your house in the middle of the night, he is Nidon al Shem Sofo, you're allowed to kill him. Haba b'machteres v'shibar esachavis. And therefore, since you're allowed to kill him, if a guy is tunneling into your house and he breaks something on the way in, Im yesh lo damim, if it's a situation where you're not allowed to kill him, he has blood, which means we value his life, then chayiv. Then he has to pay for what he breaks, because at that moment he was not yet chayiv misa. But im ein lo damim, if he's the kind of person that when he's breaking into your house, you're allowed to kill, and we'll have to see what kind of person you're not allowed to kill. I thought we just said that nidan al shem sofer, you're allowed to kill. So we'll have to see who yes and who not. But if he's the kind of person that's ein lo damim, that you're allowed to kill as you find him tunneling into your house, pater, then he doesn't have to pay for what he breaks when he comes into your house, because kam lebed rab minei. At the very same moment that he's breaking that item, he's also chayiv misa. Whether you actually kill him or not is irrelevant. Since he's chayiv misa at that time, he's going to be pater for paying for anything that he breaks at that time. A number of Rishonim, Tosfos HaRash, others discuss the issue that even though we mention that both a Ben Sora Mora and a Baba Machteres are nidon al shem sofo, and you're allowed to kill them, there is a difference between a Rodef and a Baba Machteres. By a Rodef, there's a Chiyuv to kill that there's a chiluk between a rodef and a bav machteres, leaving out ben sara mora, because we're going to see later on that it's not only that that a balabais is allowed to kill a bav machteres. Anyone is allowed to kill him to be matzil the balabais, just like a rodef acher chaver lahargo. You're allowed to kill a rodef in order to save the near daf. So someone who's baba machteres, because you think he's likely to kill the balabais, so the balabais, he has a din like a rodef. However, several rishonim seem to assume that a rodef and a baba machteres are not exactly the same. When it comes to a rodef, which means a person that you know is planning to kill, someone who is chasing after somebody else to kill them, there's a direct threat to the person's life, there is a chiyuv to kill the rodef and thereby save the nirdaf. And if you don't do that, it's a violation of two separate los ases in the Torah. Los samar adam re'echa and los sachos eincha. As opposed to baba machteres, it's not a chiyuv to kill, rather it's a rushus to kill. When it comes to a rodef, his primary purpose is to kill the nirdaf, and therefore you have a chiyuv to try to stop it and to save the nirdaf's life. A baba machteres, his primary purpose is to steal money. And if the bailim were not to stand up against him and try to protect his money, this fellow has no interest in killing the bailim. The only reason we assume it's going to lead to a murder is because most balabatim are not going to just stand silently by and let someone rob them. So that's why we think when that encounter happens, when that confrontation happens, there's going to be a murder. But his primary intention is not to commit murder, and therefore there's not a chiyuv to kill him. It is only a rishus to kill him rather than a chiyuv. That is how several rishonim learn the difference between a rodef and a ba b'machteres. Amar Rava, my time of the machteres, why is it that you're allowed to kill someone who is ba b'machteres, who's tunneling into your house? Chazaka einot amam enatzmam amonu, because you have a chazaka that a person is not going to stand idly by when someone is trying to take his money. So the guy who's tunneling in says to himself, look, if I know that by breaking into his house in the middle of the night, he's likely to try to confront me, and he's not just going to let me take all of his stuff, and therefore I'm coming armed, I'm coming ready, that if he confronts me, I will kill him. And that thought process makes him a rodef. So even though he's not trying to kill, he's trying to steal, and he'd rather the guy never wake up and the guy never confront him and that not come to that, but he knows that it very well might come to that, and he's willing to do what it takes to continue the process of stealing the person's money, even if it means killing him. Amar Rav, Habab Machteres v'natal kelim v'yatza pater. Our mission said that if you're Bab Machteres and you break kelim, you're pater on the kelim that you break, because at the time that you're Bab Machteres, you're already chayv misa. So Rav says, yeah, what if you don't break kelim, you're Bab Machteres, and while you're Bab Machteres, you take kelim with you. So even that you're pater on. My time up b'damim kaninu. You have purchased that kelim with your own blood, meaning since you were chayv misa at the time you took the kelim, so those kelim are now yours. Amar Rav Mistavim Milsid Rav Vishashiver. The lesson, Rav says, wait, that makes sense if you broke the kelim and the kelim are no longer here. Aval Natalo, but if you took the kelim and you still have them, they don't belong to you. Granted, if you would have broken them at that moment, at the very moment that you're Chayiv Misa, so good, so you're not going to have to pay for them. But if you took them, they're not yours, you should have to return them. So this is Machlokus between Rav and Rava. Velukim says, no, Amar Rav Afilu Natal. Rav was very clear that even if you took the kelim, you don't have to return them. Da yesh lo damim v'ne'ensu chayiv. Because in a case where a person is not chayiv misa, and there's an onus on the kelim, he's going to be chayiv. Alma b'rishu sekaimi. It seems that these kelim are, we consider them to belong to him, that we consider them to be in his rishus. Sachanami, in our case as well, birushu sekaimi. We consider them to be in his rishus. Says Gemara Velohi, kiu kimna rachmana birushu sei linyan onsin. No, when we say that they belong to him, that's only as far as chiv onsim go. We don't say, oh, it's a pikadon and a pikadon, you're pater from ones. No, you took him, you're chayiv and ones. Avlinin makna, but to actually make it belong to you, birushusi demarayu kaimi. Meaning what the Gemara is trying to highlight is there's something called kinyane geneva. Kinyane geneva means that whatever doesn't work out in your favor, it's considered yours. But as far as working out in your favor, you're not gonna be a chote niskar. Well, when you steal something, we don't say, oh, you stole it, kinyan geneva, now it's yours, do whatever you want. No, kinyan geneva means that you're not like a shomer who's going to be putter on certain extreme accidents that might happen. No, you're going to be chayiv for everything. It's yours in the sense that, just like when your own stuff breaks, you're the one that bears the loss. If this stuff breaks, you also bear the loss. But it's not actually yours. You have to still return it. Midadava shawel. Just like a shawel is chayiv in onsim, it doesn't belong to him. He's chayiv in onsim because kol ano shalo. So ganav is also chayiv in onsim, but it doesn't actually belong to him. So this is the machlokas between Rav and Rava. Rav still stands his ground, and he thinks that if you take these kelim, you will not have to give him back, and Rava disagrees. So the Gemara is going to bring a couple of rayas. Tanan, raya number one is from our Mishnah. Bab Machteres v'shibras achavis. Our Mishnah says, you break something while you're Bab Machteres, yesh lo damim chayiv. If you're not chayiv misa, you do have to pay it back. But ain lo damim, if you're someone who could have gotten killed at that time, the Baal Bayis has a right to kill you at that time, then pater. Then you don't have to pay for the kelim that you break. Taima de shibra dechi ain lo damim pater. The reason you don't have to pay for those kelim is because you broke them. Hanatal lo. But you would not be pater on kelim that you take. Kelim that you take, you would have to return. Like Rava said against Rav. Says Mara, no, not a proof. Hua dindafilu natal nami. Maybe even if you take the kelim, you're going to be pater. Vaidu katani shavar as a chavis. The reason the Mishnah gave the example of breaking the chavis, kamash milan, dechi yesh lo damim, mafagav de shibra nami chayiv. It's teaching a chiddush that if it's yesh lo damim, if you're not allowed to get killed, if the Baal HaBayis is not allowed to kill you, even if you break the stuff, you're going to be chayiv. Says Mara, of course you're going to be chayiv. Pshita, maziku. In that situation, you're just a regular mazik. Hakamash milan, dafilu shalag bekavah. The chiddush is that even if you didn't break it purposely, you're still going to be chayiv as a mazik. Well, my kamash milan, what's the chiddush of that? Adam ol diolam. Wait, you're telling me that a person, an adam a mazik, is chayiv whether he did it intentionally or not? Tanina, adam ol diolam, bein mishog, bein mezid, bein monos, bein ratzon. This is like Baba Kama 101, meaning it's obvious that, actually, Dav Chavav, but it's Baba Kama 101, it's basics of Baba Kama, that it's obvious that when an adam a mazik does something, he's chayiv regardless of what his intention was. Says Mara Kasha, so that's taka difficulty. Masra Bibarbayi Gemara is a second challenge. Hagonev kis b'Shabbos chayiv. Someone steals a wallet on Shabbos, he's chayiv. To pay it back, sharing the schayiv b'gneiv, because him shavu deyos or Shabbos. Because even though carrying on Shabbos is nisr skila to carry outside into Rosh Hashanah, he stole it before he ever took it outside of the house. So the two chiyuvim didn't come at the same time. Therefore, he's chayiv to pay. Hay megar v'yotze. But let's say he's sort of schlepping it out of the house where he never actually did a kinyan geneva until it crossed over the threshold to the Rosh Hashanah. Then potter shari yisur geneva v'yisur skila ban kechel, because yisur geneva and yisur skila came at the same time, even though the money is still, the wallet seems to still be there. We're still saying that you're putter. So it sounds like any time we apply, even if you have the money still, you're allowed to keep it. This is a raya to Rav against Rava. Says Mar Vihilchsa the Shadina Benara. No, the case over there is the wallet then landed in the river somehow. It's gone. That's when you're putter. But if you still have the wallet, then Eino Chinami. Rav is correct. Of course you're going to have to give back the wallet. Rava, and then the Gemara concludes this discussion with a story. Rava ignuvulei dikri b'machtarta. Someone stole animals, stole rams from Rava when they were bab machteres, when they were sneaking in the middle of the night. Adrinun alei velo kablinu. The person then wanted to return those rams to him, and you would think Rava would say, good, natal, if you took it from me, Rava's the one that says, you got to give it back, it's mine. Rava would not accept it back. Amar hol v'nafak mipume derav. He says, even though I disagreed, once it's nafak mipume derav, once Rav has expressed his shita, that the person is potter, even in a situation of natal, then that's it. Then I cannot take it back. So Rav would not take back that which they gave to him. Rishonim are bothered why he wouldn't take it back. It's a Ferish Gemara in Bamitzia that even if a person is potter from Chiyuvei Mamon because of Kimle B'drab Minei, to be Yotzei Yidei Shamayim, you have to return the money. Rav was only saying that he doesn't have to give it back, but certainly he's allowed to give it back. Rav himself says, Esna Nasra Torah Va'afilu Ba'alimo, that when the Torah says that Esnan Zona is not allowed to be used for a korban, if a person uses that money for a korban, sounds like that even when he's Baalimo and the Esnan, the Esnan is going to be Asr. Why? If he's Baalimo, he's Chayv Misa, he doesn't owe the Zona any money, because let's say Sidei Shemayim, he does owe money, even though you're Chayv Misa at that very moment. So that's a major discussion in the Rishonim that we don't have time for because it's Slichos week, but that's a major discussion that the Rishonim have over here. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein lo damim, im zarcha Hashem eshalav. The pasuk says, Ein lo damim, then it says, im zarcha Hashem eshalav. What do we learn from that phrase? If the sun shines on him, v'chi Hashem eshalav bilvad zarcha, does the sun shine only on this one person? Elim baruch ha'adavar k'shem eshein lo shalom imach hargeyu. If it's clear to you as day that this guy is not coming in peace, you're allowed to kill him. V'im lav, but if it's not clear to you one way or the other, al targeyu, you're not allowed to kill him. Meaning it sounds from that price, if you're mesupak, you're not allowed to kill him. Tiny idach, we have another brisa, imzarcha Hashem shalav damim lo, but v'chi Hashem shalav vilvad zarcha, that the sun only shines on him, elim barlucha k'shem sheyesh lo shalom imach al targeu. Only if it's absolutely clear to you that he's not coming to kill you, you're not allowed to kill him. But v'im lav, if you have any doubts whatsoever, hargeu, you're allowed to kill him. So what do we do when you're not absolutely sure one way or the other? The first price sounds like you're not allowed to kill him. Second price says you are allowed to kill him. Says Molo Kasha. Kan ba'av al ben, kan b'ben ala av. Difference between if it's your father coming into your house, then it's clear that then in a stam case you assume a father would not kill you. Anybody else coming into your house, you can assume that he would kill you, and therefore you're allowed to kill him. So that's the answer to the stira. Amar Rav, kol dasi alay b'machtarta ketunalei lebar mi Rav Chanina bar Shila. Rav says, you know, anyone who I would find coming into my house, I would kill, unless it was Rav Chanina bar Shila, where I would be confident that he's not coming to kill me. My time, why? What is it about Rav Chanina bar Shila? Ilei mishum de tzadiku. Oh, because he's such a tzadik? No, but in the hypothetical that we're giving over here, he's obviously not such a tzaddik because he's coming in the machteres. So don't say, you know, I would kill anyone who's coming machteres except for if Rav Eliashiv were coming in the middle of the night to rob me. No, in the hypothetical, Rav Eliashiv is not such a great tzaddik. He's coming in the middle of the night to rob you, so you can't say because he's such a tzaddik. El mishum dekimli begavei demerachim elei karachim aval ben. No, it's because of our relationship that I know that he would never hurt me, and that's why I wouldn't kill him like an aval ben. Tan rabbanan damim lo ben b'chol. The idea that certain people you're not allowed to kill when you know that they're not going to kill you, that's true both on a weekday and Shabbos. Ein lo damim, the idea that you are allowed to kill certain people is bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos, also applies both on a weekday and Shabbos. Says Rav Bishlam, ein lo damim bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos itzrich. I understand the chiddush that you're allowed to kill certain people whether it's a weekday or Shabbos, because salak that chaminim midava arugei beizdin de b'Shabbos lo katlinon. I might think that killing the baba machteres is similar to arugei beizdin, that we don't do it on Shabbos. It's a chiyuv misa, so you're doing it yourself instead of waiting waiting for Bezin to do it, so we don't do that on Shabbos. Kamashmalan de Katlinan. That's why the Chiddush is you kill him on Shabbos. Eludam lo bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. But damim lo, the idea that you don't kill certain people both on a weekday and Shabbos, hash b'cholo Katlinan b'Shabbos mivai. If you don't kill the guy on a weekday, you need to tell me you don't kill him on Shabbos. Of course you don't kill him on Shabbos. So I'm Rav Sheshes lo nitzcha lefakeach lo v'sagal. Now the Chiddush is, let's say he's bab machteres, and then a heap of rubble comes down on him, and he's going to die under there. So I might say, you know what? Let him die. He deserves it. Why should I be Mechal Shabbos, be Mefakeach Alav HaSagal, and save his life? No, so it's teaching me that if he's a person who's Yesh Lo Dam, he's a person that you weren't allowed to kill, then you also have a Chiyuv to be Matzil his life, even if it means Chil Shabbos. Tan Rabbanan, Vuhuka, the Pasuk says, Bekal Adam. That tells us that anyone is allowed to kill Ba Machteres. Umeis, the Pasuk says, Bechal Misa Shatiyach Al Misa. They're allowed to kill him in any which way that they can. So Bishlam, Vuhuka, Bekal Adam Isrich. I understand the Chiddush that anybody is allowed to kill him. That it's only the Balabayas who's going to stand up to defend his property that it's allowed to kill. Aval Acher Lo, but I would think an outsider has no business here, and therefore he shouldn't kill the Bam Machteres. Kamash Mulan, the Rodef Huvafilu Acher Nami. So that's why the Chiddush of the Pasuk is that he has the din of a Rodef, and even other people are allowed to kill him. Elameis, but Kamish Shatiyach Alamisa Lamali. But what's the Chiddush that you're allowed to kill him with whatever Misa you want to kill him? Isn't that obvious from a murderer? Detanya, Mosi Masamaka Rotzeachu. Ainli El Misa Amurabo. I only know that you're allowed to kill a Rotzeach with the Misa that he actually deserves with Saif. Uminayan Shemiat Yachal Misa Misa Ksuvbo Shat Yachal Misa Kal Misa Shat Yachal Misa. How do I know that you can kill him in whichever way you're able to? Tamal Omar, Mosi Mas Mikal Makom. So isn't it obvious that when it comes to a Bam Machteres, the same is true, that you're allowed to kill him in whichever way you're able to? Says Marno, Shaini Asam Damakra, Mosi Mas. It's different by the Rotzeach because the Pasuk says explicitly Mos Yumas. I would think of Bab Machteres without an explicit Pasuk that I'm not allowed to kill him in whichever way. V'nigmar mine, but why can't we just learn from Rotzeach? A basic binyanav. Mishum dav Rotzeach v'gol adam shnei ksum naban kechad. Because Rotzeach is not the only case where you're allowed to kill him in whichever way. A Goal Adam is the other case. A guy kills Bishogeg, the Goal Adam is allowed to kill him in whichever way. So I would think, yeah, it's only those two cases where the Torah reveals that you're allowed to kill him in whichever way, but I would think it does not apply to a Bab Machteres. From the word machteres, I only see that if he tunnels into my house, I'm allowed to kill him. Gago, chatzero, v'karpifo, minayin. How do I know if he comes in any other way, he comes in through the roof, then I'm also allowed to kill him? Tam lomer, yimatze agan of mikol makom. Imkein matam lomer machteres. So why then does the Torah give the example of machteres? Mnei sharov ganav mitzuyim machteres. That's normally the way they come in. So it's just giving you a common example. Tanya idach, another brisa tells us a different reason. Machteres, in the other machteres, gago, chatzero, v'karpifo, minayin. Tam lomer yimatze agan of mikol makom. Imkein matam lomer machteres. Why does he give the example of machteres? Machtaraso zui asra aso. To tell me that he doesn't need hasra when he's coming in the machteres. But if he's coming any other way, the halacha will be different, and you need to warn him before killing him. Amrav Huna, katan rodef nitan atzil benafsho. Even a katan who's being rodef, you're allowed to kill. Kasav rodef ein atzar chasra loshan gadav loshan katan. Rav Huna is clearly assuming that a rodef does not require asra, and therefore a katan will also be a rodef. As the Gemara is going to bring three rayas. Esve Rav Chisda Rav Huna, one kasha against Rav Huna. Yatsa rosho, if a woman's in labor and the baby's head comes out, and it's the continuing delivery of this baby is going to kill the mother. Ein noginba, we don't touch the baby. Lefi shein dochen nefesh. We don't push away one life for the sake of another life. Vamai Rodefu, but he's a katana Rodef. Shouldn't we kill him? He's not purposely trying to kill anybody. This is a condition that the Ribbono Shalom put the mother in. Name him Sayele, another raya, now a raya to Rav Huna. Rodef Shay Rodef Achavel Lahargo, Omelo, Rey Shay Salu, Ben Brisu, Vator, Amoshevik, Damadam, Badam, Damay Shafech. You see a Rodef, so you start screaming, it's a Jew you're about to kill, you're going to be Chayiv Misa. Amra Torah, Atzel Damashal Zeh. The Torah says, I'm allowed to kill you to save the other guy's life. So you see that you need to give Hasra. Says Gemara, I hear Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi Omer, Chavar ain't Tzar Hasra, L'fishlon in Hasra, Ela Hafkin bin Shogig L'mezid. That a Chavar does not require Hasra, because Hasra is only to distinguish between Shogig and Mezid. Last Raya, Tashma, Rodev Shay Rodev Achavir Lahargo, Omer L'Rei Shay Yisrael Uben Brisu V'Rata Omer Shovik Dama Adam V'Adam, Domo Yishafeich. That if you tell the guy the whole Hasra, im amar yodea nishu kein pater. If he says, yeah, I know, that's not called the Kabbalah Hasra'a. He's then going to be pater. But if he says, al manas kein ani oseh, I'm doing it with that in mind, then chayiv. That's called the Kabbalah of the Hasra'a, and he's going to be chayiv. What you see from there is that you do need Hasra'a, because he's only chayiv if, and what we mean by chayiv is, you're only allowed to kill him if he's mekabel the Hasra'a. A raya against Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, even a katan, that there's no need for Asra, says Mar Lotzricha, to kai betray every dinara. Now we're misunderstood the case. We're talking about a case where you don't have the ability to kill him. Delomatz Yatzula, you're not able to save the Nirdav. So Ma'ika, what are you trying to tell him then by issuing this Asra? To buy Yisru the Beidina, that you want to schlep him to Beis Din, not that you're going to kill him right now. Yeah, Beidina by Asra. If you're going to schlep him to Beis Din, then certainly you need a real Asra and a Kabbalah Asra. But for a Rodef that you're going to kill, you don't need any Asra. Or the other way to answer that Rav Huna can answer this challenge, Amalach Rav Huna, I understand that price goes against me, but I hold like a different Tana that holds that being in the Machteris alone qualifies as a Hasra'a, and therefore that you generally don't need Hasra'a, because the Machteris alone qualifies as Hasra'a, despite the fact that you quoted a Brisa that shows that you do need Hasra'a. It's simply a Machlokas Tanaim. Okay, Bezushem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.